Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. College of the Redwoods Eureka campus experienced a power outage this morning that canceled classes and shut down their internet connectivity. All classes between 11:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. were canceled after a 12,000-volt power line burned up near the old physical science and life science buildings. At approximately 12:45 p.m., electrical power and internet connectivity were restored, and all classes resumed as scheduled. CR Director of Communications and Marketing Paul DeMarc said in a statement, and I quote, "We appreciate the excellent work of our facilities, information technology and maintenance staff, as well as the patience shown by CR students, faculty, and staff," end quote. Deputies from the County Drug Task Force, along with Fish and Game Wardens, served a search warrant at a property in the Dutyville area of the county on Tuesday. Fish and Wildlife had received complaints about water diversion from Matole Canyon Creek and that the creeks had been sucked dry. At a property in the 1800 block of Dutyville Road, officers contacted 63-year-old Bruce Turner and his 56-year-old girlfriend. A search of the property turned up two greenhouses with more than 870 plants, ranging in height from 6 inches to 6 feet tall. They also confiscated some $198,000 in cash and evidence of marijuana sales activity. Turner was arrested and booked into county jail on cultivation and possession charges, and environmental charges could be filed as well. His girlfriend was not arrested due to health reasons. Further investigation revealed that Turner had placed a pump in the Matole Canyon Creek, leading to the deaths of hundreds of small fish and pollution of the stream bed. In conjunction with the first search warrant served in the Dutyville area on Tuesday, the Drug Task Force served a warrant at a second property in the 3100 block of Dyerville Road. Once again, a pump that had been placed in the Matole Canyon Creek was found along with more than 170 growing marijuana plants and 29 pounds of processed bud and marijuana worth about $2,000 per pound. Agents contacted two people, a 59-year-old male and his 56-year-old wife, who have not been identified, and charges will be sought for felony cultivation and possession, along with a firearms possession charge and environmental crimes. The region-wide search for 33-year-old Zachary Scott, a man wanted in connection with an armed robbery and stolen vehicle case, came to an end in Brookings, Oregon on Tuesday. The U.S. Marshals Service coordinated the search for Scott, who was originally thought to have fled from Klamath South to Eureka, and developed information that Scott had left the Eureka area in a particular vehicle. A Be on the Lookout alert was posted to law enforcement along the coast, and on Tuesday morning, a Brookings police officer conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle Scott was driving. Scott initially attempted to flee, but stopped, and was taken into custody without incident. Scott is suspected of robbing a Subway shop in Crescent City on the 17th, stealing an employee's car, fleeing from Yurok tribal officers in Klamath, which led to officers firing their weapons at him, before stealing a second vehicle and fleeing south on Highway 101. Scott was booked into Curry County Jail and will be transferred to Del Norte County to face a litany of charges. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. For those of us here on the North Coast, none of the issues surrounding marijuana cultivation sites, criminal or environmental, are new. Yesterday, local law enforcement officials briefed Congressman Jared Huffman regarding the severe damage illegal marijuana cultivation has on North Coast communities. Sheriff Mike Downey was present at the briefing, and he pointed out that it's no longer about marijuana, it's about money.
We're at a point in time where it's gone beyond that. It has nothing to do with the marijuana plant itself. It has nothing to do with the good effects or bad effects of it. It has everything to do with greed.
Enforcement efforts have shifted focus a bit toward the environmental impacts growers inflict on local waterways and wildlife, but Sheriff Downey points out that
it has become such a greed-driven, such a profit-driven industry that those that are coming to our county can care less about what havoc they wreak and leave behind. They're in it for the money.
Sheriff Downey, who has never been a backer of legalization, said that something must be done at the federal level to address the issue and bring clarity to local governments and law enforcement regarding marijuana. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.